Cove, Alan Woodsworth, Vancouver's Deputy Mayor, to come forward and bring us greetings and also read to us a resolution which City Council adopted.
It's really a privilege to be here today and be with not only Roy Rono, who's stood and maybe symbolizes for all of us the fight for Canada and the fight for public health care, but also with seniors who dreamed and understood the necessity of health care, fought for it, and paid for it with your taxes. And it was with that in mind that on Tuesday in City Council, I passed a resolution in support of public health care and the Rono Report, which went through with only the opposition of the NPA. I'd like to read out the proclamation that the Mayor of the City of Vancouver has written in special honor of this day. And the proclamation says, quote, "The future of healthcare day," end quote. Whereas the underfunding, the delisting of services, and privatization has deteriorated Canada's universal healthcare system and put it into serious jeopardy. And whereas the Royal Commission on the Future of Healthcare in Canada, headed by the Honorable Roy Romano, has presented a blueprint to correct, preserve, and enhance Canada's healthcare system. And whereas the City of Vancouver endorses the Council of Senior Citizens Organizations of BC's effort to implement into federal legislation the recommendations of the Royal Commission on the Future of Healthcare in Canada. Now, therefore, I, Larry Campbell, Mayor of the City of Vancouver, do hereby proclaim Friday, May 31st, 2004, the Future of Healthcare Day in the City of Vancouver, signed Larry W. Campbell, Mayor of Vancouver.
And I don't know if you know, but Ellen is the grandniece of G.S. Woodsworth, another pioneer of social programs in this country.